For You by Roxy Miss Rose, read by Dances with Gary. Clark looked up from his book to see Lex on the stair, looking out of place as usual in the barn, looking relaxed and like Lex, as usual. He smiled, a little surprised to see him, a lot glad to see him. Impromptu visits between the two of them were few and far between lately. He put the book down and walked over to him, blocking his way into the loft. "It's nice of you to visit." His hand told him to reach out and stroke the soft black wool of his overcoat, but his hands wanted him to do a lot of things he couldn't. Lex smiled and entered the space, swiveling his hips to get past Clark without touching. Clark's fingers twitched a little as Lex eased past him, and he sniffed quickly, quietly. Yes, Lex was wearing that cologne or whatever that smelled so good. He wished he could wear it too. Lex wore it a lot, and that meant it was grown up and smart and sexy. He wheeled around when he got to the open loft doors because, well, because he was Lex and knew damn well how good that coat looked swirling around his thighs. Clark was distracted by the sight until Lex spoke in that flat way he had that make Clark's whole body want to listen. "I hope you don't mind, but I brought you a little gift." "A gift? Gift? You did? Why? You didn't have to. I mean, really. And thanks." He forced his mouth to stop dribbling words, and he stood and waited for Lex to do something. Lex reached into his coat pocket and brought out a very small box. Clark tried not to let disappointment show. In his short life, small boxes meant small, boring presents. But of course he would like whatever it was, because Lex was his friend and his mentor or something. Was, is. At least Lex was the one willing to actually listen when he had something to say, and he listened with everything, and sometimes Clark felt uncomfortably sure Lex heard him say things that never crossed his lips. Lex held the little box on his palm and looked serious. His eyes were that funny blue-gray shade they took on when he was thinking, and his lips were a little pursed. Then he did that thing where he lifted one side of his mouth just a little to let Clark know he was about to say something ironic and amusing, and Clark never stopped to think how he'd cataloged and labeled all Lex expressions. "I think your dad'll let you keep this one." Clark blushed a little and felt impatience with his dad. Whatever it was, he was absolutely going to keep it, even if it was a solid gold keychain or bottle opener. He hadn't been a little kid for a long time now, and he could choose to keep something if he wanted to, because it was his right. Right? He took the box, glancing at Lex with a smile, and it looked as if Lex blushed for a moment. He looked again, but no, Lex had that cool, offhand air he affected when he acted as if something was of little importance to him. "Right, sure." He opened the box, looked in. "What is this, Lex?" What it was a small metal die-cast car. To be precise, it was a small metal die-cast Porsche. He looked at Lex with a puzzled smile, and Lex gave nothing away in his expression. He was still and blank, and for a moment, Clark felt like he was standing in the loft, alone. "Thanks. It's nice. It's a fun gift," he said, still a little puzzled. Lex smiled, a slow wave that swept over his otherwise still face, and Clark knew that he was disappointed. Not that it showed. Clark just felt it. "Glad you like it." Lex headed for the stairs, almost too fast for Clark to enjoy his nose full of Lex cologne before he passed him. And like that, Clark knew what he'd missed and cursed himself. Lex was trying to tell him in a convoluted way what he meant to him. That there was a moment in time that everything had come together in just the right way. A moment that couldn't, should never be forgotten. That had to be what he meant, right? Because Lex couldn't just say, "I think about you, I care about you." Clark decided, yeah, that's what he meant. Lex! He reached out and grabbed Lex's arm. Lex glanced down at his fingers clutching at him, and for a moment it hurt. The look. It was everyone else's look. That was not his look. Lex, he went on, even though his heart wasn't in it now, but he had to say something. His fingers were still twisted into the wool of Lex's coat. What's the name of your cologne? He blurted, and felt like a fool. Lex looked puzzled, impatient for a moment, and then his face. It was like a flower, Clark thought. It just kind of bloomed. It's my own blend, Clark. You like it? Clark nodded. Lex stepped closer and Clark inhaled. When Lex stopped and looked at him, head tilted and a small smile on his lips, Clark inhaled gustily. It wasn't like Lex didn't know. Lex stepped closer and Clark felt his head leaning closer and he inhaled again and Lex was somehow closer. Clark. Lex's voice sounded cautious, strained, and Clark felt like his bones lit up. Lex made this for him. He smelled like this for him. Another message from Planet Lex, just for him. He sniffed again. Clark dropped his hand on Lex's shoulder and felt muscles shift under the coat, but Lex didn't pull away. His nose was pressed against Lex's smooth neck now, his lips resting on a pulse there that was pounding in concert with his own. It's all for me, isn't it? It's all been for me, hasn't it? Lex gasped. For a very long time now. Yes, yes it has. He gasped again when Clark touched the tip of his tongue to Lex's skin, shivered when Clark rolled his fingers under his chin and lifted his mouth to his. Clark pressed his lips against Lex's, so soft. He pressed harder and felt the line of Lex's teeth against his bottom lip and pulled back. Lex's eyes were closed, and he was smiling. I'm going to give you something, Clark whispered, but I think you should be sitting for this gift. Lex raised an eyebrow. Really? Clark? Clark pushed Lex toward the couch with a hand planted squarely in the middle of his chest, and Lex wrapped his hand around Clark's wrist as they backed up until the couch smacked him in the back of his knees. 16 years ago. The end.